Warning, this podcast is not affiliated with Fox, Next Level Chef, the contestants, or its production. Hey, it's Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat with you all about Next Level Chef Season 3. Each week, we will break down every episode to chat about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to
happen. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend, Pete, and we have a very exclusive first look interview with the most recently eliminated contestant from Next Level Chef. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Nicole, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Go ahead, Kelsey.
So first off, let's kind of review the experience. You were a home cook.
Social media.
Yeah, social media. So social media chef. And what was it like to get invited to come out to the show? Give me the rundown of like what was going through your head.
It was so surreal because I honestly thought they had made a mistake. When I auditioned for the show, I thought, I'm not going to get picked for this. I mean, this is Gordon Ramsay we're talking about. I'm not even a real chef. Like, I just kind of do it for fun and I'm still very much learning. So I thought, of all the chefs in this country, there's no way that they would actually pick me to be on the show. And so when they told me about the final confirmation, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And I honestly started to get nervous because I didn't know if I really had what it took to be on the show.
And I think one that was like one of the best parts of watching you was to see how much you grew and just like rolled with the punches and just figured shit out. Like, yeah. It was really fun to see kind of the two like polar opposites of like the head chefs, you know, like the real chefs, and then you really just figuring things out and learning and taking it in stride, which was really awesome to see.
It was such an incredible experience and so fascinating because that experience proved to me that I can. Like, I can do anything I set my mind to, and it doesn't have to take a long time. Like, even if I don't know how or if I don't feel ready, like you said, I figured it out. I honestly thought I would be cut at auditions. So when I made it into the top 15 and we started the real challenges, again, I thought I'd be cut the first episode. And then I didn't get cut and I kept advancing every single week onto a new episode, a new challenge. And my confidence grew each time. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can actually do this. Like, I know I'm not the best chef here, but I can hang. And I'm getting top dish in my group. I got top dish overall once. And I'm like, I can do this. And that was so empowering and reminded me that like, there are other things in life that if I just tried and like put myself out there, I'm pretty sure I could do that too.
I think one of the most shocking victories was the lamb tongue pizza, right? Like, lamb tongue is not something that we're all super familiar with, and you had to learn how to become super familiar with it. What was it like pulling lamb's tongue off of the platform?
I literally thought to myself, and this is the day that I go home. I'm like, grab a protein like this grounds for elimination. There's no way I'm making it out of here. And so honestly, I feel like that's the episode where I just have the most fun because I told myself, if I'm going out, I'm going out swinging. I'm going to toss this pizza dough. I'm going to have the best time ever. I'm going to try new things because if this is my last time, I want to leave it all out on the table and I don't want to walk away from this feeling like I have anything left in me. And so I literally had the most fun making that pizza and I was just trying all kinds of stuff. I'm so thankful that Chef Blaze showed me how to cut it because I didn't know what to do with it. And then with that alone, I was able to like figure it out from there. But yeah, I was certain that would put me under.
Chef Blaze's team is an interesting group of characters that you have. What was it like being on that team?
It was great. I mean, Chef Blaze, the whole team was great. I loved every person individually. I do think we're all so different, which was unique. Zach and I got along really well, and it was fun that at the end of the day, it came down to the two of us because it was really great working with him on that team challenge on the last episode. He is just such an incredible chef and I learned so much from him the time we were there. But up until then, I feel like we were kind of all just working individually on our teams.
I want to ask you about that challenge last week where it was you and Zach and you wound up doing pastry stuff. Is that something that you're comfortable with? Did you want to do that? Zach is sort of like this, I don't know how to describe it, but he's like the front runner of the show, right? So did you feel like you had to do that? Or Because I feel like you could have crushed anything that you wanted to do that week. You've been super talented every week that we've seen you on this. And I thought, and I said this on the commentary, sorry, I said it was a little bit unfair that you got pigeonholed into kind of taking the sous chef position, though you said you wanted to do that. I'm curious what your take is.
He got very heated last week about the fact that all females ended up doing. So there's the very upset about it.
I just feel like that's not fair. Like, that's not, if you're really good at some other aspect, that should have been considered as well. Yeah. And yeah. Because, and I think Zach's amazing on this show, so there's no slight here towards Zach at all, but he did sort of like, kind of take over from what it looked like on the episode.
So from my perspective, I wanted to bake. I have really, my only experience professionally is in pastry. When I was in college, I worked as a pastry chef at my school. It was a job that I like randomly got hired for. I wasn't even looking for the job and just kind of fell into the position. And so if anything, I'm most comfortable baking, and I was hoping for a baking challenge on this season, because I felt like that was the one area that I had a leg up on everybody else, and everything else was like, I had the least advantage. And so it was funny. We kind of talked in the beginning of the season. People were like, if there's a baking challenge, I'm screwed. Like, everyone was so afraid of there being a baking challenge. And I'm over here like, I would love a baking challenge because I could school all y'all. And we, like, in season two, they had a strictly baking challenge. This one was, you know, make a 3-course meal and one of the options is baking. And so that's why I decided to take over the dessert component. But my concept, I had an idea going in of what I really wanted to do because I knew how to do it well. It required me grabbing chocolate off the platform. And there was no chocolate by the time it got to the basement because it was all taken in the middle kitchen. So had I not had a backup plan, which was the recipe that Zach wanted to do, I wouldn't have been able to do that. And really, by the time the platform got to the basement, there was only citrus and fruit. So I grabbed strawberries, blueberries, the lemon curd, and some lemons. And that's the only dessert items that were left to choose from. I had no other option. Luckily, the recipe that I memorized right before the challenge started pretty much utilized all ingredients that can be found in the staple pantry. So regardless of what I grabbed, I knew I could make that cake. And I have a photographic memory. So I was like, Zach, just tell me it right now. Like, we don't have time to even like fuss about it. Tell me what it is. I'll memorize it and I'll just do it. At that point, I knew, I'm like, we're still working on teens. I don't want to be the one to throw us all under. So I'll do this. And I was happy to bake. I knew Zach would do so well with the other concepts he had. So I was all good with that, but
it was a little bit, I felt unfair. Sorry to keep going on this, because you should be able to do, if you're going to take the pastry avenue, you should be able to do whatever pastry dish that you want it to do based on it. And it felt like you got pigeonholed into this olive oil cake, and that this is the week sort of where you struggled the most in terms of like the dish. And so I was sort of upset that, you know, you've been so great on the show so far, and then you kind of wound up doing a recipe that someone told you to do that you really weren't maybe 100% familiar with. And then it sort of kind of played the next couple of weeks of you struggling a little bit more than what you had been previously. Yeah.
I could definitely see that. The other thing that's hard is they were so specific in saying that your 3 courses must be cohesive. They have to go together. They have to like have a theme. They need to have somewhat of like, you know, they could be served at a restaurant. And so with our concept of farm to table and his other dishes he had in mind, my dessert ideas didn't really fit with that. It would have been super random. So I took that into consideration too. And I'm like, at the end of the day, I want this to be good for our team. And if this is going to fit with the theme we're going for, then let's do it.
Okay. I'll let you pass on this one, but I still, I just would like to see you do your thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And
it's hard
and
on a competition show it's so hard, like on a competition show, having come from one, to ever get to really like do your thing, because like the stipulations of the challenge always like dictate a little bit. So it's so hard to like just really be like, here's the best of me without any restrictions.
And I was like,
I'm on team Nicole over here, Pete. Come on.
Right. Yeah. And I had honestly, I've been waiting this whole time to be able to bake, because I'm like, I really do want to show them that I have some skills. You know, I feel like the whole time I was just trying to like prove to everybody that I could hang. And then I'm like, okay, I get to bake now. This is going to be great. And what, like, my dish didn't work, not because I'm a bad baker. I didn't have enough time. Like, the cake didn't bake. Had I had 10 more minutes, 15 more minutes, probably would have baked and I could have plated what I wanted, but it had nothing to do with the recipe or the fact that I didn't know what I was doing. We just literally had 30 minutes to create all of those dishes. So that was frustrating too, to feel like my one shot, I kind of failed and I put that dish on the platform. I was not proud of it. And I cried. They didn't show that. And I'm really thankful because I was so upset. I knew, I'm like, I don't think this is good enough for top dish. And that's the only way I have full immunity here, because if this does not get top dish, I'm going. They're not going to send Zach. But even if they did, he still has a pin. We both knew he would send me. And I was okay with that. I knew it had to be me, but I was so upset. I'm like, if I go to elimination because of a baking challenge, that's just like the ultimate blow for me.
This is what upset me the most, because I felt like, one, okay, yes, she wants to bake. But two, it's like, everything is centered around the star of the show. And I don't mean that offensively. He seems like a very nice person, but like, he's going to be his two dishes and she's going to do whatever works for it, whereas like, this is a competition in the next week, this week that's coming up, everyone's playing as individuals, right? Anyway,
let's go to that last episode and kind of give us what happened.
It was just a hard day.
This is not on anyone else but you. So just for clarity, there's no Zach. There's no. This is your thing. That happened.
Yeah, that day, my elimination day was a really, really hard day. I have never done Japanese cuisine before. I'm not familiar with it. I don't eat it a lot. I've never tried making it. I've never made a sushi roll. And so to have to complete three completely different things in 30 minutes, that essentially gives you 10 minutes per thing. 10 minutes for the sushi roll, 10 minutes for the tempura veggie, and then 10 minutes for your protein. It's just not a lot of time when you're not familiar with really what you're doing. And I was a little shocked. I didn't know what was going to happen, but I was shocked when they took us off teams and they placed us on the levels, because I'm thinking, okay, I've actually not done that bad in this competition. I've stayed this whole time without ever going to elimination. I've gotten best dish one time and I've gotten best dish in my group twice. So I kind of think I at least deserve to be in the middle. Like, some of these people have gone to elimination a couple of times and like really screwed some stuff up.
Jordan, you know, I mean, to me is just, I don't understand why he's still
he
on
just
the
gets
show.
Like favorite. He just gets favoritism. He's like,
yeah,
I don't understand how he's still a competitor in the show. You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah. So when they called me back down to go to the basement, I was like, man, do you really think I'm not doing that great? Because I kind of thought I was doing well. That was kind of a bummer. And so I was not super happy about that. But then I was down there with Jordan and Mata, who were both not on my team. So super unfamiliar with working with both of them. And then we did start with Chef Blaze. So that was comfortable. But then Chef Ramsay pops in halfway through and I'm freaking out because I've only worked
with
him.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, I'm so intimidated. Like, I just want to make you proud. But I also don't know what I'm doing. So he comes over to start helping me, which was really nice. But I feel like all the wheels started falling off at that point. I ran out of time. I had a lot of concepts that I wanted to do for my box and I ended up just not having time to execute them. So I had a pretty good feeling that like this might not go well for me. But what was interesting is when we got to tasting, I'm not the only one that royally screwed up. Like, there was a lot of other people that didn't do super great. So
Gabby's looked terrible. Like, it looked awful.
I was so, it was just fascinating that I felt like we were all kind of having an off day, except for those two that they loved. Everybody else kind of did bad. So I was like, you know what? I might be safe from this. But then they said, we're doing three in elimination. And I just knew right then. I was like, I'm in this. So that was hard. But I cannot tell you the amount of anxiety and stress I felt between the time they called me for elimination and actually being in elimination. I thought I was going to throw up. I mean, I was
really
so scared. Yes, because I have no experience with Japanese food. I'm like, I don't even have a concept. I don't know what I'm going to do. If I go home today, I just don't want to look dumb on national TV. Like, I have done so well up until this point. And honestly, I didn't think I would make it this far. And so I knew, I was like, I'm okay. If this is my day to go home, I have peace about that. I just don't want to look dumb. And so it was just so hard. It was such a hard challenge. Chef Ramsay was helping me and I'm pretty sure he was just thinking, this poor girl, like, she is just falling off the track.
Way in, out of overhead. Like, yeah.
But one thing that was sad about this elimination challenge, because I don't think anybody was in the lounge. I don't remember. Everybody was in the top kitchen and the three of us were cooking. But everyone kind of decided, oh, we're not on teams anymore, so we're not giving anyone advice. Like, we're not helping. Yeah. We're not calling anything out. And I was like, that's sad. Like, I've gone this whole time without being in elimination. And when all my teammates were in elimination, I was calling out ingredients. I was trying to help them. I was encouraging them. And this was, like, silence.
Silence.
Which was so intimidating. I was right in front of everybody. Honestly, I just wanted to sit down on the floor and cry.
It is my time. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I had peace about it. I kind of knew at that point that, like, this just, it was my last day. And so I'm really thankful. That's top seven.
You made it so far. You did so well, made it so far.
And quite honestly, I don't think that you should have been the one to leave that week. If I'm, you know, I feel like there are other people in this competition that should have been gone a long time ago and it just feels like there's some favoritism or something that's happening here. And I'm sorry to put that out there, but I definitely feel like it was not your time this week. There was a lot worse stuff that was on television anyway. Well, I didn't taste anything, so I don't know.
But... Yeah. Yeah. So what have you been up to since the show and now? We'd love to know where we can find you and what's Nicole doing.
Yeah, well, I got married right after the show. So when I got home, married the next month, which was really exciting. So that was my first thing on my agenda, was like finish planning the wedding and get married. So that was so exciting and such a great day. And now I'm just living the newlywed life. We went on our honeymoon and I've just been continuing on with my work on social media. We have some really exciting projects coming up through Nicole the Nomad, my brand, that I'm really looking forward to. I've launched two products since then for my smoothie bowl line. I sell coconut bowls and these cute little palm spoons that I use in all my bowls. And so there's a lot of stuff happening in the works. And I'm really excited. I've been busy.
That's amazing. Where can everyone find you?
I'm Nicole the Nomad on every platform. Okay. I'm most active on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, but if you just type in Nicole the Nomad on Google, they'll all pop up. My website's there and all of it.
Amazing.
I cannot wait to follow you. I love a good smoothie bowl.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wish I could have made a smoothie bowl on Next Level Chef. I'm like,
yeah, wouldn't that be fun? Anything
frozen, you better bet I'd have been whipping up some smoothie bowls.
Yeah. That would have been amazing. Well, I hope you enjoyed your time on reality TV. We loved watching you. I always love cheering on someone that, one, I think really deserves to be there, learns a lot. I think that's the best thing you can take from an experience like that, is just learning and soaking it all in.
Totally.
It's such a once in a lifetime experience.
It really is. And I told myself, if nothing comes from this, just to say that I was able to do it and cook with Chef Gordon Ramsay and Richard Blaze and Naisha Arrington, like, that is such a blessing and something that a lot of people will never get to do. I have never learned as much in as short of amount of time as I did on that show. And it forever changed the way that I cook. I'm so grateful.
Amazing.
That's awesome. Well, best of luck. And we will be sure to follow along.
Thank you.
We can't wait to see what's next from Nicole.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one, Nicole. Thanks so much for coming.